Reading the headlines, you might not believe it, but U.S.-Russian relations are better than ever, at least according to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. He met today with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Ivanov, and afterward told reporters that the two countries have formed a new relationship based on friendship, cooperation, and common interests. By the end of the news conference, the two men were even trading jokes about the state of the Washington Wizards without their superstar Michael Jordan. But NPR news analyst Daniel Schorr says beneath the banter, there's real tension.
President Bush usually ends his speeches with "God bless America." In his speech on Monday, marking 6 months since September 11th, he closed with "May God bless our coalition." But maintenance of the mighty coalition, as he calls it, is running into problems, nowhere more dramatically than in Russia. A recent poll there shows 71% of Russians not regarding America as a friendly state. Russia has been crossing swords with the Bush administration on several fronts. President Vladimir Putin's government has banned the import of American chickens, the top American export to Russia, while denying that this is in retaliation for the imposition of tariffs on steel imports. The most serious breach between Moscow and Washington is over policy on nuclear arms reduction, an issue on which Presidents Bush and Putin deadlocked at their Crawford, Texas summit last November. They generally agreed on the objective of reducing nuclear stockpiles by about two-thirds, but Mr. Bush would not agree to sign a binding document to that effect, and he proposed to store rather than destroy the excess warheads. It seemed to confirm Russia's worst suspicions about why America wants to hold on to deactivated weapons when the latest Pentagon nuclear policy review leaked last weekend, listing Russia as one of seven countries which, in certain contingencies, could be targeted for a nuclear strike. Russia's Sergei Ivanov arrived here on a previously scheduled trip, warning that America might be encouraging nuclear proliferation and was in danger of setting off a new arms race. At a joint news conference today with Secretary Rumsfeld at the Pentagon, Ivanov called for a legally binding document on weapons reduction, and Rumsfeld said that some sort of document of that type is certainly a likelihood. But Rumsfeld did not respond when Ivanov said that deactivated warheads would eventually have to be destroyed. The Russians are also acutely sensitive to the fact that America is taking military positions in countries in Russia's backyard, like Georgia and Uzbekistan. All in all, Russia must feel like something less than a full partner in America's mighty coalition against terrorism. Until now, the Kremlin has been restrained in criticism of the Bush administration. But the way things are going, the next Bush-Putin summit scheduled for Moscow in May may be less exuberant than their previous meetings. This is Daniel Schorr.